Hymn, final hymn.
562, let's stand as you're turning. 562, I'm on the winning side. Let's stand and sing number 562. Once I drifted out in sin, had no hope nor joy within, and my soul was burdened down with pride. Then my Savior came along, and He showed me I was wrong. Now I know I'm on the winning side. Well, I'm on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin, no more will I abide. I've enlisted in the fight for the cause of truth and right. Praise the Lord, I'm on the winning side. Let's pick up the volume. From the straight and narrow way, I was drifting every day out upon the waters deep and wide. But it all is over now. Glory light is on my brow, and my soul is on the winning side. Oh, well, I'm on the winning side. Come on, sing it. The keeper of my soul, since I gave Him full control, and He placed me on the winning side. Well, I'm on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin, no more will I abide. I've enlisted in the fight for the cause of truth.
And amen. You may be seated. Amen. And take your Bible tonight and let's turn to Genesis. Genesis, first book in the Bible, and chapter 42. Genesis chapter 42. And I want to focus on the text tonight. Genesis chapter 42. And I'll read the text, which is verse number 9. Genesis 42 and verse number 9. And I'll read it. You follow along in your copy of God's Word, the King James Bible. And in verse 9 it says, "And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, Ye are spies, to see the nakedness of the land ye are come." Let's pray together. Our Father and our God, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that You say to read Your Word, to teach doctrine from Your Word, to exhort from Your Word, and to use the gift of God that we've been given as Your servants. Father, as I seek to do that tonight, we pray Your blessing upon those that are the hearers, Lord, and give us what we need tonight that we might have patience and hope from the Scripture. God, give us that we need tonight. We look to You as people look for bread that need bread. Lord, as babies look to their mothers for milk, we look to You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Genesis 42, again in verse 9, "And Joseph remembered," it says, "the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, Ye are spies, to see the nakedness of the land ye are come." Now, he was harsh with them. Who are they? You know who they are if you know your Bible very well. They're the brothers of Joseph. Joseph was one of the brothers of 12 brothers. And he is speaking now to his brothers. All came from the same father, Jacob, and four different mothers. Jacob had two first-degree wives and two concubines, and all came from Jacob, and they were his brothers. And he addressed them, saying that ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land. Are ye come? In other words, he treated his brothers very harshly. They did not recognize him, and he recognized them. He knew all about them. But he had a method to his madness. He had a reason for talking to them the way he talked to them. I'd like to talk to you about this tonight. And the title of the message is, Joseph Remembered His Dreams, Will You? Joseph Remembered His Dreams, Will You? It said that Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them. And you have to understand that Joseph, from childhood, had the gift of prophecy. And that is the ability to receive directly from God revelation, and he was able to relate that direct revelation to his family. And then, of course, it became part of the scripture, and we have it today. Now, I don't believe we center in today on the gift of prophecy, but we do have the writings of the prophets. And so when we proclaim the writings of the prophets, Joseph is one of them, it can help us. It can benefit us, and we prophesy in that sense. We preach the word of the prophets to you. And so from childhood, he had this gift of prophecy. And in the Old Testament, prophecy was given by visions. That meant you could be awake and see things while you were awake. It was given in voices. Sometimes it was Christophanies, where God would appear in an appearance before Christ became a man. Sometimes it was a dream that he would give. And Joseph was given dreams as a young man. And these dreams would come to him, and he would relate his prophetic dreams to his 11 brothers. And he said that you, my brothers, are, according to prophecy, you're going to bow down to me one day. So all of you are going to bow down to me. Now, that sounds very arrogant, and they were very upset at him for what he was saying. But what he was saying to them was the word of God. And he was looking ahead to this very time in which we're reading here, when all of his brothers came to him as adults, and they didn't even know who he was, and they were acknowledging him as the sovereign, the ruler of all of Egypt under Pharaoh, and the one that had the food in a time when there was food shortages, famine. They didn't have any food. They had to come to him to get the food, amen, or they would die. And so Joseph, as a young man, he gave these dreams to his brothers, and his brothers did not understand those dreams. In fact, they actually grew to hate him for that. By the way, do not be discouraged, and do not be dismayed, and do not be distracted from your prophetic dreams that are in the Word of God, because your family does not understand it. Because your friends do not understand it. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because what? They are spiritually discerned. You see, thank God for family, but it is the family of God that is the most important, and you need to have that, and your family needs to get in the family of God. Your family needs to have the Holy Spirit in their heart so they can understand the Word of God, or you're not going to have fellowship with them. You're not going to have agreement with them. And not only that, Joseph didn't have fellowship with them because they didn't understand his dreams. They didn't accept his dreams. Not only that, they hated him for that. And they wanted to kill him for that. You see, and so you should not be dismayed when the natural man goes against the things of the Lord, when you give out the word of God and you share your heart for God and you share decisions that God is leading you to make. Don't be dismayed when, quote, family and relatives do not understand, but remember your dreams. Remember, in other words, the word of God. And that's what Joseph's dreams were. The word of God. Remember the word of God. Stay with the word of God. And do not give up on it, you see. And Joseph is now thinking, this is decades later. This happened when he was a teenager. Now he's a man in his midlife. And here he is, and his brothers are in their midlife. And he's saying, wow, God is bringing to pass these prophecies. Wow, I see what's going on here. Now, he knew his brothers were not right with God. He knew his brothers were not right with him. But he remembered the word of God that God had given him, and that's why he called them spies. Now, I wonder if one of the men could tell me why, when they're coming to him for bread, why, when this prophecy is about to be fulfilled, they're bowing down to him as a ruler, and they're getting back, why would he accuse them of being spies? Brother Matt.
It's only a test.
It's only a test. But he had a method to telling them that you are spies. Why did he say that?
His father sent him, and they called him a spy when they were younger.
You see it? When his father sent him to check up on them, they said, you know, like in the 80s, the kids used to say, don't narc on me. Being a narc, a spy. Don't rat me out. Don't tell on me. In other words, I want to do bad things, and I don't need somebody telling the authority about me. Father. Jacob was the father, but he couldn't trust his sons because they were not living for God. And so he sent Joseph, you see, to check up and see what they were doing with his sheep and give an evaluation and give a report back, you see. And by the way, we need to have folks like that in the church, that when somebody's going away from God and going against God's word, you need to be able to report back what's going on and evaluate it and deal with it as a child of God. Because you see, not everybody that's in the church is doing right. And sometimes people get off into all kind of bad sin that can give a bad name to the Lord and a bad testimony to Scranton Revival Baptist Church. And they get off. We need folks that can talk to people and remember their dreams. That is, remember what God wants for people and tell them when they get away from it and when they get away from the book right here. And you need to be that kind of person. And Joseph was that kind of person. And so he called them spies, not because he was being vengeful and hateful to them. He was trying to bring them to repentance. He was trying to get them to remember what they had done to him, so they would repent before God and realize that they were on the wrong course, you see. And so Joseph remembered his dreams. Will you remember your dreams for people? Will you keep praying for people when they go off? Will you keep on holding up to them the word of God? Joseph did that, and praise the Lord, he was faithful. And so I want to talk to you this evening about this message from Genesis 42 and verse 9. Joseph remembered his dreams. Will you? And what I want to say are three things about that. Number one, Joseph remembered his dreams, or he remembered the word of God concerning his family. Will you? Because number one, providence from God brings these things to pass. All right, look at Genesis 42, and that's in verses 1 through 3. You see, providence from God brings to pass what God has written in His Word that we're telling others. So let's look at verse 1. It says, now when Joseph saw that there was corn in Egypt, when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do you look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. In other words, it had come to the point where Jacob's family no longer had food, and the only place where there was food was down in Egypt. And so, you see, these brothers had pushed Joseph out of their life. They pushed God out of their life because Joseph represented God. And by the way, if you witness for God, if you speak the word of God, you represent God to people around you. You represent God to your relatives. And when people push you out of their life, if you're living for God, you see, they're pushing God out of their life and you're witness for God. But listen, you don't need to forget your dreams. You don't need to forget what God has for people because they push you out of their life, because they push you out of their fellowship. You need to keep on going for God. And you know what? Joseph did that. His brothers sold him into Egypt as a slave. They pushed him into a pit, you know, and then they were going to kill him in that pit, but they decided to sell him and get money for him, which they got. They lied to their father and made it seem like an animal had killed him by showing the father the coat that he'd given them with animal blood on it. He went down into Egypt, you see, and his brothers forgot him, but he didn't forget God. He kept walking with God. You know what? Are you going to do that? When people push God out of their life, when people push you out of their life, when people push the church out of their life, and they do not put God first, will you keep remembering your dreams? Will you remember the Word of God and stay with the God of the Bible? And thank God for those of you that are doing that, and may you continue to do that because you're a lifeline, you see. And because God has a way in His providence to humble people down to come back to you. And when will they do it? When they're in trouble. When will they do it? Here they didn't have any food, right? Or they may not have money. Or they may, and they come back around and they come to you. And they came to Joseph, but he recognized that providence of God had brought them to him. They didn't even know who he was. For all they knew, he was dead. They didn't care. They'd forgotten him or tried to push him out of their lives. But see, when they went down there and this great ruler was there, they thought he was this Egyptian ruler. And doesn't this remind you of the Jewish people that they crucified Christ? Joseph is a type of Christ. Christ was their brother. He was one from one of the tribes of Israel, the tribe of Judah. He was from the family of David, but the nation didn't recognize him. They rejected his dreams, which were his prophecies from God about himself, and that the world would bow down to him, that he is the Christ. And they were like, that's blasphemy. Who do you think you are? And they didn't put him in a pit. They put him on a cross. Amen. They hung him on a cross. Their Messiah, their Savior. They rejected him. And the people of Israel show the hatred that the human heart has for God, that they spit in God's face and they beat him and they hung their own brother on a cross and rejected him. But you know what? Right now, that his name is Yeshua. That means the Lord, Jehovah, that he is Yeshua. He is the Messiah. And they rejected him and they crucified him. But, you know, he's known to the world as Jesus, the Christ. And to the Jewish people, he is dressed up in foreign garb. He's dressed up in Gentile garb. He's looked at as the Gentile Savior. And that's the way Joseph was. They did not recognize him as their brother. He was dressed up in Gentile clothing. He looked to them like a Gentile. He ate with the Gentile. He wasn't like a Jew to them. And that's like the Messiah. He doesn't have just kosher food like the Jews had to eat in the Old Testament. And many Jews just eat kosher food today. No, when people get saved, they can have all kinds of food. Amen? And we used to have fellowship dinners with all kinds of food. And it's great to have all kinds of food. And so the Jewish people, they don't understand that the Savior that they rejected now is the Jesus Christ. And people from all over the world are being saved by him. And so God is doing a work in his own people to humble them, to bring them back to himself. And that is going to happen in a time that's coming. And what time is that? That's called the time of Jacob's trouble. That's the time when the Jewish people are going to be double-crossed by the Gentile ruler and by the Jewish Antichrist. And they are going to have their temple, and they're going to be able to worship their God on their temple mount. But then the Jewish Antichrist is going to go into that temple. He's going to put an image of the beast in that temple, and he is going to get rid of the Jewish religion and say, you have to worship us or you can't get food. You won't be able to eat without doing that. And so the Jewish people are going to be in trouble. And why is the Lord allowing that? He's allowing that to bring them to himself, so they'll come back to the one that has the spiritual bread. They'll come back to the one that can meet their need. Look to me. Sometimes you have friends and family members, they have to go down before they can go up. And the best thing you can do for them is remember your dreams, which is you remember the Word of God. You stay with the Word of God. You stay where God wants you to stay and be faithful, because God's providence can bring them to the place where they are ready to hear and to be blessed of Almighty God. But not only that, but secondly, because promotion from God brings them to pass. Look at verse 4, and I'll read it in Genesis 42. It says there, but Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him. So one of the brothers was not there. It was Benjamin. That was his full brother, Joseph's full brother, and the son of his mother, Rachel. And then it says in verse 5, and the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And then verse 6, and Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. You see, his brothers rejected him. His brothers sold him out. But did God reject Joseph? No. Did God cast Joseph out? No. And by the way, that's something for you to remember. Don't get bitter at how people treat you. Don't get bitter when people reject you. Somebody has said, what doesn't make you bitter makes you better. Don't do that. Joseph didn't do that. In fact, Joseph was sold as a slave. He went down to Egypt and he got a good job. He got a job with a man named Potiphar. Potiphar was in the government of Egypt. He worked under Pharaoh, and he was an important man. And Joseph was his highest servant. He was trusted and put over all of his house. But you know what happened. Instead of that promotion being a good thing for Joseph, Potiphar's wife looked at him and she saw him as a handsome young man, and she wanted to commit adultery with him. He wouldn't go along with it, so she lied about him and said, he tried to rape me, and told her husband and got him thrown into jail. And he was into jail. And so it looked like he was being put down, you see, for just doing what God wanted him to do. But you know what? In jail, he didn't get bitter. He didn't get bitter with God. He didn't blame God for all of his problems. Listen to me. Don't blame God when you have problems in your life. Because someone has said disappointments are God's appointments. God has a purpose in it. And God is bringing to pass his will in your life. And what's his will? For you to reach more people with the saving message of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants you to reach more people. But sometimes you have to go through suffering. But you have to keep your heart. And in that sense, Brother Matt is right. It is a test of your heart when you go through these things. And so here he was. He was thrown into jail. So he was sold into Egypt, got a good job there. His master's wife lied about him, got him thrown into jail, and he is in jail. But what happened while he was in jail? The Bible said that he kept his heart, and he was made by the ruler of the jail over all the prisoners. He was the chief man, the one that he trusted. And while he was there in jail, a baker and a butler from Pharaoh's house were arrested. They were in jail, and they had dreams, and he interpreted their dreams biblically as a prophet and told them they would get released and what would happen to them. And he said, when you get released, you remember me to Pharaoh. They forgot about him, but listen, God did not forget about him because God was bringing to pass his promotion. You see, sometimes God will demote you to test you to see if you will keep your heart for God. And we find out later on, Joseph, that his brothers just felt like, you're not going to be able to forgive us for what we did to you. Later on, they said that to Joseph, and Joseph said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. You see, God meant it for good. He meant it, listen to me, to promote Joseph to be the ruler over all Egypt so he could provide bread for the world and he could provide bread for his brothers. But could he have done that if he got bitter at God? Could he have done that if he doubted God because of the hard times he was going through? No, he couldn't have done that. And so you need to remember the word of God. You need to remember how God works. Like Joseph remembered his dreams because providence from God brings them to pass in your life. And because promotion from God brings them to pass in your life. In other words, God put him in the position where now he's able to help his brothers. Because he is the ruler over all Egypt. But it's a funny way to get there. His brothers hated him. They sold him. They put him away. They lied to the father. Now he's down in Egypt and he is lied about and put in jail. He just keeps going down and down and down. Listen, don't despair when somebody that God has anointed goes through those kind of things. This is how God works, right? Didn't Jesus get sold out? Didn't Jesus get put on a cross? Didn't Jesus get put in a tomb? But listen, beloved, up from the grave he arose. He arose a mighty triumph for his foes. Jesus didn't forget the dreams from his father. Jesus didn't forget the word of God. And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. And his disciples proclaimed his name. And many people got saved. And God's work keeps going forward, beloved. And even then, he didn't forget the Jews. Right now, he's brought them back to the land of Israel. Right now, he's giving them victories over their enemies. But beloved, there's going to be a day when their enemies are going to take over. They're going to take over the temple. And they're going to have no food. And they can't buy or sell. And they're going to need the help of their Messiah. I'm saying that Joseph remembered his dreams, and our Lord remembers his plan for his people, and God's providence works it all out. And God knows how to promote those that he is promoting so that they can help others. And he did that with Jesus. He did that with Joseph. He did that with King David. David was hated by Saul. He was persecuted by Saul. He was anointed to be the king, but he was rejected and cast out. By the way, that's why I still have hope for America. Though they try to take the anointed president, lie about him, take him out of office, though they prosecute him and try to keep him out of the election, though they try to put him in jail, though they try to take away his business, though they, listen, if God wants to promote somebody to help America, nothing the devil can do can stop it. And you need to know, not only don't get bitter, beloved, but don't give up on God's plan for your life. Don't give up. Don't stop going just because of opposition, just because of rejection, just because of hatred. You see, the world does not want Jesus Christ. The world does not want the word of God, but God knows how to bring to pass his word by his providential working, because he controls everything. He's the blessed controller of every circumstance, and God knows how to promote your life to be in that place where you can help other people. So listen, I'm saying tonight, Joseph remembered his dreams, or he remembered the word of God that God had given him to help others. Are you going to do that, or are you going to get bitter? Are you going to get discouraged? Are you going to forget that God works through these ways in your life? And I want to look at one more thing tonight, and that is God had Joseph remember his dreams because partnership with God brings them to pass. Look at verse 7 of Genesis 42. It says, "And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, Whence came ye? And they said, From the land of Canaan, to buy food." Now look at this in verse 8. "And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not." You know, when I went to Israel, I couldn't help but think that the Lord Jesus is like Joseph. You see, Joseph is a type of Christ in the sense that he was rejected by his own brothers, but then he was made the ruler of the world, and his brothers came to him to get food. Do you know that the Jewish people have rejected Jesus? They do not accept him now, but throughout the world, he is the Lord and Savior, and churches are going out over the world because God is moving forward with his program. But make no mistake about it, he's going to bring Jacob, Israel, to himself, to his son. And he's working out that plan right now, and this is partnering with God to get involved in that plan. And the Bible says Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. Jesus knows the people of Israel. He knows he's going to save them as a nation, but they don't know him. They don't recognize him. When I went over there, I couldn't help but see how he's blessing the land of Israel. He treated them harshly for many, many years. In the ovens of Germany, when Hitler and throughout Europe had the Jews burned, we talked about burning bodies. He killed them and then incinerated them in ovens, and it was horrible. But now God is bringing them back to their land. And when I was in Israel, I had people say to me that the crops are growing in Israel, and people from all over the world are coming to Israel, and they're saying, "Why are your crops growing? Why are your fruit so luscious? And God is blessing your fruit." And you know what it is? I believe it's just like Joseph. He recognized his brothers when they didn't recognize him. Remember later on when they brought Benjamin to him, because later on they had to go back home and they ran out of bread again. They had to go back, and this time they had to bring Benjamin because Joseph said, bring your other brother. And remember when they brought him, he gave Benjamin five times as much food as them. I mean, he really treated him well. And I couldn't help but thinking of Jesus. Right now, the Jewish people don't know him, but God has his hand upon them. And he is showing love to them, even though they do not recognize him. You see, God is in partnership with you to bring people to Christ. And sometimes you're going to be rejected and hated, but you need to stay with God and stay in partnership with God and realize God's providence is working in people's life. God has put you in a position where he can promote you and bless you, and you stay in partnership with God and he will use you as Joseph did. Look at verse 10. It says, and they said unto him, nay, my Lord, but to buy food are thy servants. In other words, we're not spies. We've come here to buy food. He says in verse 11, we are all one man's son, we are true men, thy servants are no spies. And he said unto them, nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said, thy servants are 12 brethren, the son of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And Joseph said unto them, that is it that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies? And then he said, hereby shall ye be proved by the life of Pharaoh. Ye shall not go forth hence except your youngest brother come hither. And what a thing that was, that the youngest brother would not he would not help them until they brought their youngest brother. And they had to eventually do that. And God was using that to bring these people to repentance, to bring their hard hearts to repentance. And they had to leave Simon there until they brought their youngest brother back. And even after they had done that, Joseph made it so that it looked like the youngest brother had stolen from him. And he brought them all back. And when he brought them all back, one of the brothers that was instrumental in getting Joseph stolen, his name was Judah, he said, leave me here. I'll serve the prison sentence. Let the youngest brother Benjamin go home. And let my other brother go home, because it will kill my father if he loses his young son. And Joseph, when he saw that, realized that Judah had repented and realized that he wasn't right with God. And Judah humbled himself, and Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. I'm saying to you that God has a way to bring people down, to humble people to the point where they realize their need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you stay with the Lord, and you stay with his will for your life, and you keep your heart in, don't get bitter, don't lash out in anger, don't defend yourself, you're going to be able to cooperate with the Lord. And when in his providence he brings them to repentance, you will be able to be there for them and be a blessing to them. I have seen it in the church as folks have come against us, have come against what we're doing, and we've stuck with the Lord and we've stuck with his word, and we have just kept our heart, that eventually God's providence works and brings people back around. And when they have need, they come to us and we can help them, and they can be led to the Lord, and they can be blessed, and their lives can be changed. And so tonight, I just want to challenge you, go back to verse number 9, and I'll read it. It says, and Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, his brothers, and said unto them, ye are spies. Will you remember your dreams? Will you remember your calling from the Lord and your purpose from the Lord. And don't get bitter, don't get discouraged, but keep being a witness, because God's providence is at work in people's lives. God has a way to promote you so that you can help other people, and God wants you to partner with them to reach them with the truth of the Word of God. I thank God for those of you that are doing that, and I believe God wants us to do that, and as we continue to do that, I think we're going to see people saved. And some people that may be your friends or your relatives that don't accept what you're doing, God can still get a hold of them and save them and work in their lives. Don't give up on them, but be ready to work with God when He brings all these things about in your life, and stay with God. All right, let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed. We've been talking about Joseph remembered his dreams. He did.